the state and a look at the week's big games.
Bonnie Lake coming in at 8th in the 3A poll out of the Pierce County League. They are at 6-1 against the Lincoln Abes at 6th in our final score.tv poll. Also a Pierce County League participant and down there to watch the game in the South End from the Tacoma News Tribune, our friend TJ. What's going on, man? How are you, TJ Cotterill?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How'd it go tonight? Two ranked teams. Did you have a game that was least representative of these two teams being top of the Pierce County League?
You know, I think so. Bonnie Lake was winning this game 3-0 into the fourth quarter before, and actually had a big chance to win it, reaching the Lincoln 17, but then on fourth down, quarterback threw an interception. Tishon Seyu from Lincoln returned it 90 yards for the first touchdown of the game for Lincoln, and the next drive, Lincoln get a 60-yard run from their quarterback Joey Sinclair on a read option, and they win this one 14-3 and clinch the number one seed from the 3A Pierce County League to the 3A District Playoffs. And it looks like Bonnie Lake is the number two seed because of the loss.
How well do you think those two teams can compete with the O'Days and the Eastside Catholics and then a couple of those Northwest schools that are up there in the top five?
Well, I got to see Lincoln the first game of the season play O'Day, and they're actually winning at halftime of that game. Now O'Day is ranked number one
right. On
our rankings after beating Eastside Catholic. They're up at halftime of that game and just kind of shot themselves in the foot with some things. And they honestly, I talked to a couple coaches for Lincoln. They said they just kind of felt like they got a little too big-headed coming into that game. They'd done a lot of things in the offseason to kind of impress people, and they just thought that it kind of needed to bring themselves back down to earth a little bit. And now they've ripped off 7 consecutive victories, obviously winning the league title tonight. And with their defense they played tonight against Bonnie Lake, keeping their offense off the board for any touchdowns. The only field goal they got was really off of 30 yards and penalties on a drive, the first drive of the third quarter. So I think they show that they can play a lot of defense to complement their very explosive offense. And give credit to Bonnie Lake, too. They shut out Lincoln's offense through three quarters, and this is a Abe's offense that came in averaging more than 42 points per game coming in. And Bonnie Lake's defense have been the number one in the league for so long. A guy who should get a ton of credit for that is their defensive lineman, Caleb Davis, who was the reigning league defensive lineman of the year last year in the 3A SPSL. And now both these teams are in the Pierce County League. And actually, a big factor in this game, too, talking point anyway coming in was, how would Lincoln respond to having lost to Bonnie Lake last year in the 3A state playoffs in the first round? That was the only loss Lincoln had all of last year. It was really an upset because Bonnie Lake needed to win its last game just to clinch the number four seed from its league to the playoffs. And Lincoln had not lost a game up to that point. And Bonnie Lake scored 21 points in the fourth quarter to win that thing. Kind of shocked them all. So I think it was kind of a ridding themselves of some demons tonight for Lincoln to win this game and to obviously get the cherry on top of the league title to go with it.
What are their scores down there from the Pierce County or SPSL?
We had Eatonville squeak out a win over Ording 20-19, a big win for them for playoff seeding in, and rivalry kind of renewed because now they're both in the 2A SPSL. That's been just more than like a century-old rivalry between Eatonville and Ording. Franklin Pierce over Washington in the Helmet Bowl, 59-35. Willie Patterson, their quarterback, he ran for 5 touchdowns and he threw for 3 more touchdowns.
Oh my gosh! Willie Patterson for Washington?
For Franklin Pierce.
For Franklin Pierce,
he's the reigning league MVP, and that's kind of like a normal game for him nowadays. He's had just a phenomenal year for them.
Goodness!
Yeah, so those are two big ones. Tumwater be able to run away in the second half to beat Black Hills in the Pioneer Bowl 31-6. And it saw Olympia beat Puyallup tonight as well.
Beautiful. Thanks, TJ. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
So a big win for Lincoln tonight. The Lincoln Abes getting by Bonnie Lake.